It's the one and only.
Yes.
Pardon?
Ukraine.
Good
morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
Welcome. Please take this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. Once more, welcome to it and to this series. Ours is to have a conversation and share experiences, our journey, our challenges, our success stories. I always debate as to which is the entry point, but I want to see if your memory serves you well. 2013, Mali, you coming on as a sub. There's an incident there, I don't know if you remember.
Oh, really? No, thanks for having me. Definitely, I remember the game.
Yeah.
I remember the incident.
Yeah, what was the incident?
The one where
crucial game for us.
Yeah, big game.
Yeah.
That incident,
yeah,
for me, represents the type of game that I have.
Yes.
Especially against him, but his day is crumbling on his cheek.
Yes.
And I think him being frustrated and the magnitude of that game as well, make him do that, because I gave him a touch that he didn't expect a guy, obviously, like me,
yeah,
or even maybe a lot of money. And then because of the height as well,
yes,
maybe he didn't think Peter Hobby polarized, and then I did that, and then that was always going to be defensive game at taking. But when that security opportunity got there that time, he obviously thought it would be because came through that time.
Completed that time. It's interesting you're actually talking about toughness. There is a university for footballers called Cosmos, which I would imagine must have prepared for such situations.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
When I went for Cosmos from PJ Stars,
yes,
I was a typical attacking method from Focus.
Correct.
Only thinking about going forward. What happens, Omorako, I didn't really care much.
It's not your responsibility.
It's not my responsibility. Now my responsibility is to be creative, to score goals. And when I realized, Uchi, I'm going to join John Cosmos.
Correct.
And there's a lot of us, and when I say us, there's a lot of Spain players.
Correct.
In the country, by Nkori. When you say which position I play, you either say I'm an attacking midfielder or defensive midfielder. And for me, with what I wanted to achieve, I didn't think I would achieve it if we box someone, because of this, a whole lot of the same players. I wanted to be different. And when I started thinking that whole, I want now to improve the defensive part, I want to do both. And that will make me a different player. And now this Cosmos opportunity comes in. It also sort of shares with exactly what I want. That's a better place to learn how to defend. I remember going there the first week.
Yeah.
It was difficult. Because one, it was preseason. Fitness wise, running wise, for me, it was easy.
It was easy.
Naturally, because we were doing a Cooper test. We do 8 laps for 12 minutes. And I remember I was going past them like nothing.
It was easy for me. Nothing.
And I remember them saying, no, the season is too long for Hakka. 6-7 hours right. Later, I still getting tired. Java. The second season, same thing. But the challenge at that time was on the team.
Yeah.
Remember, you don't just change how you are or the pattern that you are.
Correct.
Or how you play car just one session. I went there as the person that I am, a creative player that wants to play football only with the ball. I was getting kicked. I was you keep it over there.
So,
like there was one.
What about practice?
Manela, I was getting frustrated as well. Yeah. And at some point I thought, you make it a guy. Because at that time I thought, this is not a team that suits how I to play. But as soon as again, I remembered the reason that I went there, two of them. One, it was for me to improve the more defensive part for that game. Two, it was a stepping stone to prepare myself for the next chapter. Because I went there, I said, because I got 2 years, 2 seasons, after 2 seasons, I'm going to be that team. That was
2 seasons, you went to a bigger team. In your head, you had already formulated which team is the dream, that real, that clear to say, I have to meander in this game at some point, but I'm focused on that particular end point or starting point to an extent.
Very clear.
Which team was
it? Okay, with you. Well, before I even turned professional, yeah. I had four goals that I needed to achieve. One, it is to turn professional. It didn't matter which team. Two, to play for Kaizer Chiefs. Three, to just wear the Bafana Bafana jersey.
Yeah.
Four,
not in the series.
No.
Yeah.
Like play.
Yeah.
An official Bafana Bafana game. And the last one to be in the starting or one of the games that World Cup, to be part of the group that played in the World Cup.
This thing has, there's one thing that has been complete. That's one thing that I'll complete it for you.
Okay.
I'll complete.
So for me, it was
those. This one.
Yeah, it was those ones. And as I was getting there, it was like, okay, one down, three to go. And when I went to Cosmos already, it was okay, now I'm there.
Yes.
Now I need to work hard for the other goal, which is playing for Chiefs. Right? And at that time already, I was playing for the third as well, to say, Cosmos already, I was saying, Naki was a lot of fun. I was not even part of the national team at that time, Cosmos.
But you started saying?
And already I was saying, I'm going to be part of the national team.
Focus.
The second season I remember Cosmos, I said, now I need part of the team that plays in the World Cup. I'm very far. I'm not even picked for the 30 games that you have.
Yes.
I'm not even part of
the vision is formulated.
It is already there. And then I get to Chiefs 2 seasons later. We play Santos, MTN 8. I score my first goal. I get a call.
To go to the
national team.
That's the regular thing. Social media, your Instagram profile says something to me, which I'm not sure when it was formulated, but I'll say it to you. It says, aspire to inspire before you expire. Take me through that process.
It is about 8 years,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. When I started my foundation, the English Roman Foundation,
okay.
and the slogan, something it is that aspire to inspire, before I expire. For me, I felt with it when I was coaching. That's when I got most of my followers, and I don't take the people that support me for granted. I don't. I appreciate every support that I get because partly I'm where I am because of them. And there's this young generation that looks up to me. And for me, it was important to be an example on and off the field. Because I knew already what I will not play for forever. And when the time comes, the whole time, there might be a group of players that have learned from me, directly or indirectly, and that aspires to be like me and achieve what I've achieved or even more. Because I believe the generation after can achieve more than I achieved, and then they can take the positive so that whatever they have achieved in 10 years, they can achieve it in 7 years. And then you know, the other 4 years, it is obviously to achieve more.
When you reflect on this three waveforms, looking at the journey that you traveled to get to where you are, that must have driven you without you being perhaps conscious of it. Because aspirations are there to say, yes, I want to play ultimately for Chiefs, I want to play for the national team. But then you embark on this journey. So the aspirations are there for you to say, I want to do that. That must have taken lots of sacrifices for you to be able to prepare yourself mentally, physically as well, because you're talking about your levels of fitness that was pretty much high. Behind the scenes, how did you prepare for that?
Sure. It goes back before I even turned professional.
Yeah.
I used to train alone every morning. If I get school or after school,
yeah,
I would wear maybe this boots that I have in my imagine.
Really good.
I would literally.
And that you must say, that's pretty heavy.
It is heavy.
It is heavy.
Because I am iron.
Yeah.
So it's heavy. My dad had one, and the size was smaller than me, not on the car. So I would wear that and kick it there. If you know.
Was he aware of the titulars?
No, he didn't know.
He said, start the time, or I'm going to start the time.
No, he knew. So, if what's in my lap, how many adopts in the
video? Yes.
Hold on to the
bottle. I know that.
Only the only what that's deep. So, literally, I would run there. Out 9:10, when the sun is hot, I would go run there, go up there, and then come back. Other days, when I leave some black electric or my middle
of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little chief, I would go there, train there, Kbalamitala, up and down. When my friends would decide to do other things, I would take my training stuff, go filming and train. So those things in there, it was part of me saying I want this thing and I want it this bad. And I will not allow anyone or anyone to stop me from achieving it.
Being a young star, there's so many distractions that you would have had, and all those type of things. It must have taken some good foundation from a parental perspective, and maybe uncles and some footmen around you, to be able to shape your mindset. Who would those people be?
I think it's directly my family.
Yeah.
For any time, yeah. My siblings and my late older brother.
Yeah.
My older brother was like a father to us.
Yeah.
He was like a second father, right? Literally everything. He would do anything, everything for us. Me with my siblings. And my parents, no several times, when he was a but the effort that they made for it to make sure that all of us, six of us, really counted. And you, how long do I don't see that? But as I was growing up, I could obviously see the effort that I had done. Even when I didn't have the soccer boots, they would make sure for me I get the soccer boots, 30 cents to go and play. My siblings, if I was with someone else, they would make sure for me they get the proper support. And at some point, it's 8 of us, so you can imagine what you're.
That could have been a distraction as well for you, a temptation as well to get into them.
So for me, it was not even about that. And then because of, I think, seeing people, how to affect the whole world,
yeah.
how they behave.
Yes.
I think that pushed me away from that. I remember early December, really bad stuff, we used to learn to get new, and then, especially very early one.
Yeah.
Rented new go set by hope I wear hats and stuff. And now 2007, same amount rent and go further. And then I would say buying the cookie to you and the pictures of
yeah.
And then we'll do that. They would do that. And then because of they didn't understand the level,
but yeah. I'm not they know your dream.
But I'm not who
to tempt you.
Yeah. And for some reason I could feel or sense or smell or whatever, or I know I should have, and then I would get to them and take another one.
Yeah.
And they would tell me later to say, hey, well, I'm not. Because I know what the so bad it was so low, and it's like, I don't know how it happened, but it did happen. When I say, I don't drink, I've never drank, I've never tried, I've never been tempted, yeah. And one answer is, I've never had a reason. Okay. I've never, and people will say it is fine, and my answer will be, I have a natural way of having fun. If I really want to have fun, I do have fun without drinking, without having. So I don't have a reason to drink.
Now, the aspiration is driving to go out, it's very much driven to focus on the goal. At the same time, we have chiefs that you say I was going to pray for them. Now, good chiefs, the role that you have played made for them. And I'll mention the players that were playing in that position. Some of them, there was an age who said I was willing to take money to play with them. And I'm just cutting their whole lot. There was a certain chief that played in that position that you're talking about. And there was Dr. Kumar who was there as well to play that role that was there. But Doctor is more the finesse part.
Yeah.
And you got to play with a very tough player. There was Tenaki Jamos. Who would have inspired Ye to say, I'm going to go to Chiefs and model my game around this particular person? Based on the player that I mentioned, maybe someone I may have seen.
One of the things that made me support Chiefs,
yeah.
or a few people, few players that made me support Chiefs, Dr. Kumalo, Ace Kuzer, the late Trinity.
Yeah.
Right? And who does he claim that they played that role? And for me, when I got there was also Tarumot.
Tiki,
top player, top person. There's Tinashe, there's John Sileko in that position. And now they are seasoned players, Gotham. And you need now to work extra hard on Dwananyama, Ikhahela, or John Cosmos. They don't really know you much, but from you playing against you those games, and then we lost those games.
Yeah.
So you get there, unknown at that time, playing at sharing the same position with top players. It's the motivation.
There's no stage drive.
No, not really.
It's inspiration is driving.
One, I want to be there. I want to be one of the players. How about starting there? I am there. Whether I'm playing with Tinashe, with Saul, with Tiki Tiki, it doesn't matter. I want to be there. And then nothing else.
Let's fast track and look at you at Chiefs. You mentioned the players that you go out watching and knowing that these players are actually very good players. And you have to fit in and create your name there. How tough was that eventually? Starting there and what training?
Actually, it was difficult. I mean, Wafinara, you are new. There's players of maybe by holding if they are established and supporters love them and if you feel favorable the team itself love them. And then you now asking questions, or asking yourself the question for it. Is it the right decision, Arian, to be there? Are you going to play? Are you going to be factors or not. So those questions, they are kahela. And the kahela based on the people that are there, and maybe the training sessions, the way you determine that thing. Remember, now it's different setup. You move from a server to the cosmos, where now, not only you change it, but how what's another sort of big hardware, but, and then you get to an environment where now, every time you fix a corner basket that has short, two pairs that is short and long, two pairs that is short, and three quarter and short.
Hold on to that, because I think there's a bit of a sense of humor that we need to declare in that way, because we're part of this institution. And I think those that are going to watch the series, it's professional.
Yeah.
It's professional.
Yeah.
I went through that. But the fascinating part that people don't know, because those buggers, these are double checkers. Because those are the baskets that I'm thinking when I got there. Because when I got to my credit bank, it wanted to take down picking pages. But then I saw it, I'm like, but we forgot about that because we looked at it as professional. You had to watch your kids, and suddenly I'm thinking, I want to have a back in the But to all of us, if I didn't have a kid manager that puts your kid together and say, and you go there to, I don't know if it was Jackson in the time.
Yeah, that's Jackson.
Because Jackson, Clement, and they give you your kid and you go. Continue, I just wanted to share.
Yeah, so you get the 100 basket there in a number. Now there's three quarter pair of socks, really short.
Yeah.
There's two pair of socks, long and short. There's two shirts, vest and
long. So you choose.
And then weather changes, put right, there's a sweater now. Weather changes, layer, and now there's a rain suit. Like now, really, it's like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm saying this is a lot, but that's how a professional player should be treated. That's how a professional setup should be. But because I don't know that, the only thing that I know is the ones that I experienced.
So,
No, you choose the one. Because of when they give you that, it is for you to be comfortable.
Yes.
So that you don't stress about, I hear the short. It's cold, I need the long term. So they want you to worry about your performance.
Yeah.
Right? And all of those things now deal with that we question to say, is it the right space, the right decision that you make? You made for what's the reason? The player that I'm playing with, yes. Am I going to compete the one? Am I going to win the coaches? Do I deserve to be there? And even if I do play, I know the stress side supporters. Am I going to impress them? One of them. So now the questions that they get about, and then I'm like, dude, this is your dream. You are now living one of your dreams, and this is entertainment. And entertainment, you will never entertain when you don't entertain yourself, when you're not enjoying what you should enjoy. So enjoy the process. Whether I stay here 1 year, 6 months, 2 years, I must not regret calling. I chose that space, and from there on, everything that I did for me was have fun, learn as much as I can, try and achieve as many things as I can. As a professional, I turned professional after 34 years. So in my head, I'm like, yes, I'm definitely 6 years. In my head, like, it's late.
It's late.
It's
stress on you.
It's very late. I'm definitely 6 years. I must achieve as many things as I can. So at that time, like, 26, shift, now it's 4 years left. Like, let me achieve as much as I can, and this institution will help me achieve more things in for it.
As you were talking, I'm thinking, this has been the dream for you to play for this club. And suddenly you get there, the situation of the environment becomes too big, there's self-doubt that starts kicking in, you start asking questions to yourself. But then you come up with an answer. And it's a system, it's a formation that you create. You say, I'm here now. And there is this thing called time.
Yeah.
I'm not in control, but I'm in control of the situation that I have with me.
Yeah.
And the situation to play for this particular club. Behind the scenes, does that sacrifice any boots kick in to say, this is the journey that I've traveled, I need to continue?
Yeah, and then I was struggling very much, right? And now I get the boots every turn.
You get soccer.
Now I get soccer with 2 pens. Soccer and four.
Yeah.
So every 3 months now I get 2 pens. 6 months down the line, I get a sponsorship. Started. So now the goods comes in plus the clothing where like coming now. So already it says to me what you've sacrificed, what you've worked hard for throughout, this is very well, part of very well.
Yeah.
But I had an option after to say I had a life kids, it's okay. But in me it was the one thing that has always stood in my mind was on a defiance.
To believe.
Yeah, on a defiance.
To achieve.
To achieve a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
And in that 4 years, there's one car kamuha. I need to achieve as many things. And I don't want to be this generation that 24 achieved and didn't contribute to the club,
to the success, you know, part of the history.
Yeah, so bringing in trophies.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that group of players. So now the pressure is, yeah, it's on me. But I know for a fact, even other players have that same pressure of winning trophies for the club. Even though we didn't tell each other, but I know for a fact, players that come and they are there to win trophies. And that institution will help them, will assist. It's not like playing for any other team where you need to give, you give for a team.
Yeah.
That team itself help you to win stuff. And that pushed me to keep working. When I actually won them, first we win NCAA.
Yeah.
I would have easily said, Kishato. So for me, one thing that I win, it always pushed me to more. To say, that's nothing. You celebrated, you went to a after party or whatever, you celebrated with a team, now that one out of the way.
Then to go with that.
The next one, which is the next one, little let's work out. I would have towards this to try and give the best me every game that I played.
I'm listening to you making decisions about why you're there. There's a lot of ammunition that you bring into the team, the sacrifices, and I'm thinking about you saying the iron boots that time help shape the character that we are seeing. But there's also a critical element because now there are teams. And you've been talking about signing contracts. I think my contract was just a paragraph. And I'm not too sure how many pages yours were. And why I'm asking you this is because I want to find out who was behind guiding interpretation of the contract that you're signing, what you're getting yourself into. Because it then leads into saying to me, a plan you actually see. Who was behind guiding you in that process?
When I went to Cosmos, Claire Lewis, who's Claire Lewis, the DJ,
talking,
from Cosmos, we went to Chiefs. When I started my first contract, Claire Lewis was doing that contract.
The vinyl?
Yeah, the vinyl.
Big windows.
Ziggy.
Yeah. No wonder there's dancing. Now I know
where
the
influence comes from. So he negotiated my two contracts, Cosmos and the first one, coaching. And then obviously the second and the third were Kyle Lewis.
Yeah.
But he had an influence as well, with the Nike contract as well, the Nike team.
Yeah.
With the first part of obviously Nike, Glenn was the most important person in Nike in terms of the direction that I am taking.
He speaks his mind as well.
Yeah, that was I knew when I went to Chiefs, we had offers. Yes. Celtic, but Jenny has never completed the Sundowns. So, no shot out of Africa, over the Sundowns, Kali 10, right? Fruity Stuff was there. So already there's 4 or 5 teams. We have chosen that. She's at that time not so much in the picture. On the day, where transit to local area, not even, and then their office is to side. Chief called that me. And then we have to go office. I called Trent, like, hey, dude, do you know if you are just called? I don't know what he
did.
Yeah, for the trainer, and then hold on, and then go. And then, like, no. Well, like, no, we've spoken and we've promised, and like,
Sundowns is waiting.
Like, no, dude, not yet, for
sure. I have this dream.
You don't want to follow me. It's fine, I'll go. Because I knew who, Liana, he was, like, Martha, because he had promised that we actually didn't bring
trust. Yeah.
And now this dream now is
becoming
again. Like, no. I'm going there. And in my mind, it's, I can do that. Because I'm contract.
I'm not.
I know I said, well, I don't know that. But I know, only, I'm not going to go out there without a contract. I knew that. But one problem was, definitely, I'm not going to go out. And when that, exactly that, I didn't go out without a contract. When we left there, everyone was that. And then I'm like, dude, you are arranged. We have really traveled.
Anything you will do the damage to yourself. I made my decision. I put the contract. I'm happy with what I'm doing.
I'm happy with what I'm doing.
But other than that, even more than that, my dream.
This is my dream.
I'm here.
Yeah, and then even the offer was better than any other team that had put on the table. So I'm like, you are not at damage control, but you are.
Let me focus on what I think.
That's the job to do that. We are done, so we'll never allow. We don't have to focus on this person or what I'm the club, I mean, just this is not China. We don't have to stress now, or what the club, and let's have no. That one will start. So now we focus on one other thing. Why not? It is your job.
You sacrifice so much. When your team still came from Zara teams, 1.5 plus 300 bonuses, with bonuses and that. Now they're the Chiefs. There's lots of changing. Bank account, it was being sorted. Someone would have said, at least you have gone and bought so many other things because now there's money and all of those type of things. Take me through that journey of you knowing what I've got contract, now I've got proper money that's coming my way. Does it change you into the wrong direction or does it get you to zoom in more to that?
It helps because that's the space now. Saying no more, it allows me to do much, right? and already when my first sign on TV, like, okay, so who is a doctor? But I remember it was 4.5 months that it was running. And then for me, it was not even enough.
Yeah.
For the whole thing, so I'm like, okay, so now there's an opportunity for who is a
doctor.
And at that time, so that's kind of what I did. And so now they like an opportunity to get away for home.
Yeah.
So that to really that space in that. And I did that. It allowed me to do that. And then once I was done and getting the sort of capital basically now, it's when we are now comfortable and the house is a big shop. Then it be a space. Now I can go to the China, go out there and buy myself a house. That's what I did.
Fortunately for you, or well, unfortunately for you, I'm going to ask you this question. Because your wife is in the media space. And I want to understand, well, who took the mic and said to the other one, well, now, apart from football, I want to settle with you. Who took the mic? Do you take the mic from her to say, well, I want to settle with you? Or she says to you, before she interviews you for Man of the Match or winning that break, take a piece from Man of the Match. She says to you, listen, after this, let's hook up. Who started the conversation?
2010?
Okay, it didn't happen. 2010?
Yeah, 2010? No, 2009.
Yeah.
This radio station. 2009, 2008. Earlier than that.
Yes.
Yeah, this radio station starts. YFM.
Yeah.
There's this voice.
Yeah.
In the morning. Every time I go to school, I listen to YFM. It's fresh. Tapping, tapping.
Yes. Yeah.
This voice. Now I'm like, it's loud. The laugh is loud. This
Mara, you're warming up to this voice.
Warming up to this voice.
Yeah.
I only know the name. Around it. And then, 2010.
Yeah.
Or late 2009, according to where the shoes started, such a cold magazine.
Yeah.
I think that was later, 2010 or something, I'm not sure. Can't remember. And then, now because I know the name, Yaya voice, right? So, but I have not met.
But I also, you say.
My man, Steve, and, who really after party the she got me as in the I did the shoot.
Yeah.
So who really after party goes back. Guess what? This person get your hopes. Man, this person is friends with Jimmy with Deco.
Yeah.
During the World Cup, I find out for it. Yeah, they took all their clothes. So I've been saying, and what did you Pasa.
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 Pasa. What are you
doing? He's very like, I'm not out past it.
Yeah.
He's trying, but Kakwa, who are there is
resisting.
So, and that shoot, bump into each other. Like, oh, ha. And I said, like, oh, okay, finally, I got one. Ha.
Yes.
Now, left, but one,
yeah.
And then, I launched that day.
So that's a smaller boy,
yeah. So she was supposed to
who became Miss Lithuania.
To give me the number. And so she told me, that's right. Like, oh, okay, sure. As long as now I,
she knows
what was said, it is true. And then, they go, I was very surprised. That's the imagine. And then I went to the shower. And then.
So they see you?
Yeah, and then she was there. For the fans. I came back late to the shower and she was already there. And I could see her now because of. I just got there now. It's a lot of old. I'm where I'm sitting now. I'm not even co-parting, I'm there now.
We are focused.
And as soon as she went out, I'm like, no joker. So I know, like now, girlfriends, yeah, they're always going to go in. And then, yeah, we had a chat. It was a true, longer
conversation.
Distance to the car, yeah. But we managed to talk another exchange numbers and then.
The rest is easy. Now, when you get into that institution, it involves a lot of planning, sacrifices, win yourself out of things that were not necessary. You started a family, that's big decisions. So there's big money decisions that you're going to take as a pastor. Do you sit down as a couple to say, listen, I want to settle with you. I'm bringing this into the relationship. That you also have to do the same thing to say, I'm settling with you, I'm bringing this into the relationship. So this is a conversation that becomes critical.
Yeah.
I think in any institution that you enter into their marriage.
It is an important conversation, right? We didn't have the conversation in the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's the conversation that was had, that we had.
You have.
In the relationship.
In the relationship.
I think we assume Hakul as people for it. Our celebrity activator, now the shuffle,
yeah.
Will take care of whatever that you need to take care of.
Yeah.
But like I said, the conversation is important.
Yes.
When you start going into this and you decide, going, now we are being serious.
Yes.
Now, being serious is part of the conversation that should be had. But as I said, we have a conversation. Inside
the relationship.
Because we knew the importance of the conversation. Whether you go to work, it doesn't matter. Yes, you work,
yes.
But what responsibilities do you take care of in that seriousness, in that family environment, in that marriage? There's two kids already involved there. So you have to
have this conversation.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of sacrifice as well.
Yeah.
And sacrifice from both parties. Because what you used to spend on for yourself, you've got to have share it with the life that you have,
yeah.
But also the space that you have. Now, people that are listening to us and listening to you with the experiences that you've shared, and the journey that you've taught, summarizing it in terms of your aspirations, achievements that you've had, the foundation that you have as well, and they have kids that want to play football, they have equal dreams, better money choices. What will those be for them as they start as parents, the sacrifices that you have gone through as well, assistance that you've had from your parents, moving into the relationship that you have. Those that are watching Batamanga couple, because I feel like I'm going to count it starting now with an impact to go there. They're going to go there as couples. Listening to us having this conversation, better money choices that they should make. What would you advise them in terms of their kids getting this annual fees, in terms of them engaging about the little budget that they have based on your experience?
To parents, right? One thing would be give your children support they need.
Yeah.
And the support does not mean give your child anything that they want, even when you know what they don't have to, or they're not supposed to have it, for the sake of I'm supporting my kid. Take responsibility, obviously, why the support part is another responsibility as well to say, I can support you up to this far, and you must take it from them. Because you must show me who you want it, that you must create that work. And then show me that you want, you really deserve the support that we give as your parents. With obviously, the support provided the financial education.
Yes.
Okay, parents shouldn't overstretch themselves if they can't be parents.
Yeah.
A child or kid must understand who parents are.
Don't have.
And if they don't have, yeah. And they are trying to. And it goes there again to say, if they don't have, make means my and honor means the whole Kenyan effort to China still. That's why in trying to achieve your dream. Because for me, I feel the generation doesn't put much effort. They want stuff, but they don't want, they want to be paid that comes with an industry, but they don't want to work those things.
Yeah.
So for me, as a parent, you support with however you want to support, but the person that you support must also create effort to the support so that they become a reality. And to anyone else, to all the parties that are involved, whether it's a parent or the kids, it is not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. There's a whole lot of things that are happening out there.
It is true that you say that. There's a school of thought. Because I want us to zoom in and suggest such a thing. There's a school of thought. And I want to implement it. And it probably works as well. To say, when it comes to kids as well, what would be your reasoning if somebody said, this kid needs to attend his stipends? Some form of incentive to say, you have, say, 200 grand, but for you to get them, you need to go to chore A, 2, 3. And out of the one, the 250 has to be saved. If that school of thought is there, absolutely, then I think it works for me. What is your thought about it in terms of raising the kids?
It is working. And whether we like it or not, there's times we do things differently compared to when we're going up.
Yeah.
So for now, for this generation, it works and it helps them with taking responsibility.
Yeah.
Helping the next person know we owe it. You don't just get things, okay? You must earn them. As much as we don't want to sort of make it as if you are working, but a form of responsibility to the person or from the person, white owner.
Yeah.
And then, also, the entitlement thing to them to say, hey,
before it went out for everything.
I wanted this and I get it. So when you get it, what do you do with it? Because you know who it is. If you don't like Osasadija, you know who Osasadija and you will get 50 rand. And if you misuse that 50 rand, you know it is hard to get another 50 rand. Because of you get it from Osasadija and you don't like that kind of thing. So you also lend us from the future of saving to say, no. I work hard to get a baby. When I watch closely, and I don't know something to get a baby.
Yeah.
And if maybe not have a baby throughout the day, then even you might have, I don't know. So what do I do? Now you start thinking and finding solutions to say, throughout the day, how can I talk to you now?
You've got to be able to
achieve that and keep it so that when, if I was you, you have only three or four pieces, maybe two parts, and then you have to go to sleep. Now already, the responsibility part, Unaliona, the solution driven part, Unaliona, and now the financial part, Unaliona.
So you're encouraging families to go on and have these conversations. It's not something that should be doubled to have conversations around money, because that's important in a relationship, that's important as friends as well, to be able to have this type of conversation.
Yeah.
Who's a better dancer? Who's a better dancer between you and your two kids?
My daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
Nah, me title, nah, we can't dance
it. We haven't, you took the jetties, put them down, the last thing the president is retirement in the suburbs, so you take the jetties, you put them there, and then whatever. Just to appear. It must have been the toughest decision for you today. And I say tough because no if when where are we going to get the other money to help us in the house? There's kids here that are still very young. It must be a tough decision to do some of this.
Remember I said I went to the first house and I couldn't afford it. That's how I went to time. 2 years ago. A year later, that house, the same house that I wanted years ago. And the retirement part, I kind of, we had it rather 2 years prior to that decision. When I went to go higher stuff, it was for me a year or two, depending on how things were going for me, and not even in other but clearing it. And then COVID happened, did the power thing. I'm like, you are, we, you know, we can't go like this. I got the power with you and nah. And then Scalas bought the franchise.
Yeah.
I already negotiating the contract with Calabi. It was part of the negotiating thing. That's my decision. I'm not gonna go any, I'm not gonna play anymore. That's my decision. I'm not. So already 2 seasons before I knew what it.
You had planned it.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen, your story is fascinating. Your story is worthy of being I will reach every house to have this conversation, to know about the journey that you've traveled yourself. Tough as it may have been, trust me, it had to be tough. Because death was preparing you for bigger things. Because if those things were given to you on the platter, you wouldn't have survived. But you had to make tougher decisions that you had to take. And for me, to have watched you play, it is an honor. For those fans that are and wishing that you keep the validation out here because of the other mark, the internal mark on there, and because of their lives. You're an inspiration to many in terms of how you handle yourself, how you're raising your kids and family, but more than anything, being part of the game. I know you're still involved in coaching, you're still involved in football, but this story you need us to tell because you need to engage in this making better money decisions, conversations about money, because those are the things that we need to be part of. And for me, to have been here doing this and having a conversation with you, it is an honor. And I want to continue to celebrate you, and we will do that as time goes on. Thank you very much.
Thank you for money, for having me. And it was a great chat. I had fun, enjoyed the chat. And then the most important thing for me is to teach people about life in general, about the space that we're in.
Correct.
Yes, we might have touched with other things because we can talk for 10 years about the space that we're in. But we've covered the most important parts. And then I hope that it helps families out there, it helps individuals that are wanting to be in the space that you're in.
There's always part one and part two and part three. This was part one, and you've enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.